Yesterday, Jesus, Emmanuel, did come all this way for you and for me. It truly was a glorious Noel. The greatest gift ever bestowed upon mankind had just been so intricately delivered so that you, myself, and everyone in this room would have a hope today. A second chance. A do-over, if you will. Is there anyone in this room that has ever qualified for a do-over? You see, God not only has a plan A, but if we mess up plan A, I believe He also has a plan B, a plan C, or whatever it takes to get you to your destiny. He is relentless in His desire to be with you. This whole plan was because He knew that you and I would never have a chance without His grace. He was willing to lay it all on the line and come all the way from heaven in such a humble way so that He would have the opportunity of fellowshipping with you and with me. He craves to be with us. Somehow many failed to recognize what it was all about almost 2,000 years ago. Let's not make that same mistake today. I ask you, what is your choice? What will you do this season? Will you make room for Him in your life and in your family? You see, we did not gather here today just to try and create some warm and nostalgic feeling that would help put you in the Christmas mood, but rather to create an environment where you could have a personal gift exchange. A gift exchange where the God of all the universe, the one who restores, the one who forgives, the one who loves you unconditionally, the one who will say yes when everyone else has said no, the one who does not care how bad you messed up plan A, B, and C, would give you His precious gift of salvation. And in return this season, you would give Him your heart.